You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. The CZU Lightning Complex fires cover parts of San Mateo County and Santa Cruz County. As of this morning, the fires there have burnt more than 80,000 acres, with 19% of the fires contained. A marine layer came in and was a welcome help to the firefighters today, helping cool the area. There have been at least 77,000 evacuations, though some people decided to stay despite the orders and fight the fires themselves. One place that did evacuate, UC Santa Cruz. Luisa Cardoza is business manager and a host at the university's radio station KZSC, and she's also a former KALW Audio Academy fellow. I talked to her earlier today, and first I asked her what led up to the evacuation.
The northern Santa Cruz County side of the CZU Lightning Complex fire was quickly approaching the campus. Mm-hmm. As of the last several days, it's been holding about a mile north of the upper end of the UCSC campus. The city of Santa Cruz and the campus was actually in danger from both parts of the fire, which in my time living in Santa Cruz, which has been since 1988, is unprecedented. I mean, we do know that we live in beach and mountain terrain, which is a unique geography to begin with, and with lots of years of drought in California and climate change, we've certainly seen the forests of the Santa Cruz Mountains change, and fire danger is certainly an issue. There have been multiple fires in the Santa Cruz Mountains over the years, but this is one that CAL FIRE is saying they've been anticipating for a long time. And I think the unique part of it is that the two fires that were one on the coast up towards Davenport and Waddell Creek merged with the fire that was burning that started in the Big Basin area of Santa Cruz and Santa Clara counties.
Right. So I wanted to ask you, at KALW, we've been kind of remote for a while since we also have a pandemic. What has this meant for your station, your shows, your team?
We have been having to do a lot of managing remotely. And thankfully, everyone was prepared because of the pandemic. So Meetings happen via Zoom and all of that. And we've also been able to, these past few weeks, pivot quickly, get public service announcements loaded up into the robot that we've been getting from the Santa Cruz City Fire Chief, CAL FIRE. We've had PSAs running in Spanish now. We've actually had our KZSC news team, tiny but mighty, attending the press briefings and giving updates that we can put into the rotation. And a lot of our non-student programmers who had the luxury of coming up to the station live are realizing the need to get trained, because we don't know when the evacuation order will be lifted, and we're still in the middle of a pandemic. So It's not like that is going to change anything from what our new normal had been before this.
Mm-hmm. In terms of evacuations, what are you hearing about? So far, it's 77,000 at least have evacuated. And we've been seeing reports of residents just staying and wanting to defend their homes from the fires in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Can you talk about that? What are you hearing?
You know, there have been stories that have been coming out about folks up in the Bonnie Doon area, which is in between the coastside fire and the start of the fire up in Big Basin, but it's also Santa Cruz Mountain area, who had access to some fire equipment and decided not to evacuate and help try to defend his neighborhood. And, you know, thankfully was successful, which is great, but that's not always the case. And There have been some tete-a-tetes between emergency disaster service worker volunteers and neighbors who are getting the cops called on them, and some other, you know, a little bit more scary confrontations.
What are you hearing now in terms of what the county's focusing on, what CAL FIRE is telling folks about kind of what to look out for next or what to be doing?
Apart from the, you know, the message of please be diligent, please stay away, is that we are not out of the woods, and they are doing their best to save as many structures as possible, keep the campus safe, and just continue to set fire lines, try to bring in reinforcements as best as possible so that these CAL FIRE and other firefighters can have more of a break. Within the last several weeks, they've been working ridiculous 72-hour shifts, and that is just not sustainable.
Have classes been suspended? Is the university just closed, or are classes continuing because it was online only as planned anyway?
The official start of the fall quarter is not until the first week in October. In the middle of all of this, it's still unclear as to what is going to have to be online only and what can potentially be in person. And that actually includes KZSC. We have a class that's sponsored by Crown College called Introduction to Broadcasting. It's one of the elements of our student-run radio station. We just have to hope for the best and prepare for the worst and keep just putting one foot in front of the other and talking and making plans. And we will get through this. It may not look like we thought it would on the other end, but I really do feel that we will get through this.
Luisa Cardoza, thank you.
Thank you, Hana.
Luisa Cardoza is business manager and a host at the radio station KZSC at UC Santa Cruz. And she said they're providing updates despite the evacuation. We'll have a link to the station at klw.org.